Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, 7:45, quarter till 8. We're going to talk about 10 years since the Orleans Parish gone smoke-free. And our guest is Brad Wellens, Regional Manager for Louisiana Public Health Institute. And Brad is hearing impaired, and he reads lips and does a great job of doing it. So bear with us. Everything's going to be fine. I'll try to speak as clearly as I can. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Doing good. You're fine, Tommy. I read lips all the time. I mean, you know, I don't really mind talking about it. In fact, I help people like you. They're getting older and need hearing aids.
But the problem, thank you for that. The problem is he's staring into a window that, and the sun's behind me, and I'm afraid the glare from my head is going to blind him. That's the only
it might
worry
be that,
that I have.
It might.
Jordan, get him some sunglasses, would you please? Get the man some sunglasses. So let's talk about how this all came about the 10 years ago. To give us some context for those that don't remember. What was it like 10 years ago as opposed to now?
Yeah, and that's the thing, Tommy, is the state legislature passed the law that you were talking about, restaurants and, you know, having people, and they realized that they passed the law back in 2007. But since 2007 to 2015, there was no law that regulated bars, casinos, and music venues.
Honestly, and, you know what? I honestly don't know where it stands right now. So tell me, where does it stand right now with Orleans Parish and smoking? You can't smoke indoor anywhere?
No, you can. There are five. You have to ask the health department. We're still trying to figure out. But there were five cigar bars that were grandfathered in because they already had smoking inside. You can smoke inside in some of those bars and indoor smoking, but it's cigars only.
What about casinos?
No.
No, okay.
So Caesar used to be Harrah's, is now smoke-free. They have I've been to it. They have an outdoor smoking area, really nice. They have some gaming out there, too.
Okay. Let's talk about the significance of the 10th anniversary of the smoke-free ordinance.
Well, and Tommy, what it does is New Orleans going smoke-free convinces other places that they can go smoke-free. No one ever thought this would happen in New Orleans. New Orleans is a city of bars. I have a bar half a block down the street from me. It's a great bar.
Who doesn't?
Pals?
Who doesn't have one right
there? Yeah, that's true. There you go, Tommy. It's all the neighborhood bars. And that's the thing, is no one ever thought it would happen. And the reason it did, largely, is because musicians, people that work in bars, casino workers. We actually had a casino worker who died of lung cancer despite never smoking, Macy Bavarat. And, you know, it's unfair as to why should they have to breathe and patrons of the bars have to breathe someone else's smoke. I mean, you were talking about individual rights and, you know, you all believed in the market setting, but great. But why do you have the right to smoke and I have to breathe your unhealthy air? You should have a right to breathe healthy air.
And to take it a step further, my beliefs are more libertarian because I don't care what you do as long as it doesn't affect me. But if you're blowing your smoke at me, then it does affect me and I do care.
Bang on.
So what has been our public reception to this?
Because
there was a lot of talk about, you know, we're going to lose business, we're going to this, we're going to that.
Yeah. It's been fantastic, Tommy. I mean, the health department did a poll just this year and found that 75% of New Orleanians are in favor of this. 77% are in favor of expanding a little bit into making people step a little bit further away from the establishment because they step outside and they breathe their smoke. It's like, ah. But, you know, the thing is everyone's gotten on board. People that travel here, visitors and tourists, they expect to go into smoke and smoke-free places.
Where does that stand around the country? Because, you know, it all goes to tourists' expectations when they come here. Does it match what they're expecting? Or are other states
pretty? It definitely matches. It definitely matches.
New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, major cities, are they the same or not?
Yeah, most of them are smoke-free. There's 28 states and over 700 municipalities that are smoke-free. Actually, New Orleans is one of 37, soon to be 39 cities and parishes and municipalities in Louisiana that are smoke-free. Although, crucially, none of the ones around Orleans are. Gee, I wonder why that is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. So, Jefferson Parish, what's the situation in Jefferson Parish?
It's smoking. It depends bar by bar. It's voluntary. And it goes back to the point you talked about, Tommy, is why should I have to breathe their smoke?
So, the state law says no smoking in public buildings?
Restaurants.
Restaurants.
And public buildings, like state buildings, government buildings, you have to be 250 feet away.
So what about, and I didn't mean to catch you off guard here, but I'm curious about this, in office buildings, say in Ruston or in Shreveport?
No, all public places that have workers are protected. The only workers that are not protected are bars, music venues, anything that has a bar license or some sort of a gaming license, casinos or stuff like that.
So business owners originally were objecting to this. What has the 10 years shown?
The 10 years has shown that, A, people support it. B, there's been a 91% increase in air quality. C, you've had, populations. When I say populations, I mean people that are of a certain group, like musicians who've seen increases in their quality of life, increases in their health, and decreases in what we call tobacco-related diseases, tobacco-related illnesses like cancer. The New Orleans Musicians Clinic has shown this.
We're going to talk about quitting when we come back and cessation. Do you have any numbers about some help that's available? But do you know, or is there any data to indicate that there are less? I don't know how you would prove this, but what I'm trying to ask in my own clumsy way is if this led to people because they couldn't smoke or would have to go outside, where they just gave it up completely.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen a decline in what we call prevalence. That's the word you're looking for. Prevalence of smokers in Orleans, especially as compared to other areas of the state. One thing that we are seeing, though, is an increase in vaping, an increase in that people don't regard vaping as smoking, but it is.
But the state law makes no distinction, right?
No distinction. There's no state law, remember, Tommy. The city ordinance makes no distinction.
No,
it's
but
all smoke.
The state law about smoking in public buildings and restaurants.
It makes no distinction either.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called comprehensively smoke-free.
All right, we'll pick it up. We come back, having an interesting conversation 10 years now since Orleans Parish had gone smoke-free completely. Talking to Brad Wellens, regional manager for Louisiana Public Health Institute. We'll talk about some of the tobacco-free... I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. The TFL. Jordan, help me out.
Yeah, there you go.
What does TFL stand for?
TFL stands for the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living.
Tobacco-Free
Living.
Why are
we shorten it, Tommy? We've got to shorten it, right?
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. 752, 8 till 8, traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Brad Wellens, regional manager for Louisiana Public Health Institute, about tobacco-free living, 10 years anniversary of the Orleans Parish landmark smoke-free ordinance. Everybody has a story. Y'all know I always say that, and I was talking to Brad off the air. This man once played Augusta National back in the day, and that's a rarity, my friend. That really is. And he says he shot 100, which is not bad for Augusta.
Tommy, I was young. I could actually play golf back then.
That's pretty good.
We were shooting from the members' tees. You have no clothes to him.
Still. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about people are texting, and the text lines overwhelmingly in favor of this. A lot of people talking about Jefferson Parish. I wish Jefferson Parish would do the same. I can see where you have a choice. If you want to go to a bar where smoking is allowed, you can go to Jefferson Parish if the bar owner wants that, right?
Right, exactly.
And have you seen that in any way? This is kind of other bars. I don't know how you would compare this data-wise, but like in Jefferson Parish, bars are going smoke-free because people are used to it in Orleans Parish.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Tommy. And earlier, for the last couple of years, we've been focusing on Jefferson Parish and looking at ways. And what we're seeing is an increase in the number of bars that are smoke-free versus the ones that are smoking, just declining and declining. Why should your bar owner have to access that as or give permission to the smokers to come into bars? What we're seeing is that a lot of them are these old, dingy bars that it's just they kind of hanging on, and we don't know really why.
I think it's the nicotine that's holding the wood together. That's what it is, probably.
The structure. So.
Real quick, if somebody's looking for help to cease smoking or quit smoking, how do they find it?
Yeah, we have a quit line along with the Well Ahead program, Louisiana Department of Health, and you can actually go to, you can call. Or you can look online at quitwithusla.org or text READY to 34191. Or you can actually talk about vaping and you say text LIVE FREE, 873-373, because vaping is what's going next. It really is.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Nice talking to you. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Ronald Surpass about Helena Moreno's crime plan if she's elected mayor.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.